Okay, hi guys, so welcome to this first ever episode of my podcast. I'm still very new to this, so you're going to have to take me however you hear me. Today's episode, I'm going to be talking about something that I've gotten a lot of questions on from my followers on Instagram majorly, and close friends and some family. Yeah, everybody on my Instagram is my family. Okay, so lots of people have been asking me, oh, Esther, I want to be as, this is how they put it, I want to be as close as you are to God. And I just want to talk about that for a minute or two. I want to believe that when people are talking about being close to God, they're talking about intimacy, they're talking about relationship with God. And I would try as best as I know how to, in the short time that I have, quickly highlight three things that I feel are very important to getting you started on your faith journey and on your intimacy journey. So the first thing that I do, and that everybody else does, I believe, is to talk to God. But the thing is, every time I'm talking to people about talking to God, I don't want them to do it the way they've been doing before, because I feel like there's the religious prayer that we have, and it starts with in Jesus' name and it ends with amen, and then you walk away. And there's a method to the madness, or there's a method to that prayer, and it's like you have to stick to that. And so lots of people may not put thought into what they're saying. They just go on and say it, and you know, they may not even mean the words they're saying. And so oftentimes when I tell people start to pray, they start to pray the prayer they've known their whole lives. And that is where I have a challenge and a problem. So I tell people to talk. Just talk. Just talk to God. It doesn't have to start with in Jesus' name, and it doesn't have to end with amen, because it is you talking. Forget what you know about prayer. Forget what you know about, you know, reverence to God and all that. Just talk. And the problem I have with that religious prayer is, I mean, the whole concept of asking in Jesus' name is asking. You know, they say anything you ask in my name, you would get it. But, and people always feel like prayer is just asking, but prayer is much more than asking. Asking is only just a small aspect of prayer. So there's reverence, there's worship. Intercession is also asking. But, you know, the conversation I want us to have with God are conversations that are very, very honest. Honest in the sense that exactly how you're feeling, exactly how it is, that is exactly how you say it. So oftentimes, initially, I would use myself as an example. I was trying to package my prayers. I mean, I am an Instagram child, basically. So everything must look picture perfect. I wanted my prayers to be picture perfect as well. I was putting filters on my prayers. And so at the point where you're feeling vulnerable, you don't want God to know that you're feeling vulnerable, but what the hell, he knows already. He knows how he sees your heart. So you need something, but you want to form like you are more than you really, really are. And so a lot of times we package our prayers. A lot of times we don't know how to say exactly how we're feeling. And so when I'm telling people to talk, I'm also telling people to write. So that's where journaling comes into the picture. The things that you feel uncomfortable saying, or the things that you don't know how to say, or, you know, when you open your mouth to pray, it's the normal religious prayer that comes out of your mouth, then write down whatever it is you want to say to your Father. Write down how you're feeling. Write down how your day went. Write down the challenges you're having. Write down the problems that you're having. That is also part of talking. Now, it's important to know that whatever you're saying to God, you have to be completely honest. No lies. Please don't lie to God. Because the thing is, lots of people talk about trusting God, but they don't know that God also has to trust you. He knows when you're lying, and if you keep lying to him, then there's going to be a problem. So relationships are built on trust, communication, and it is important that you communicate exactly how it is that it is. The second thing I would say, which is also under the umbrella of prayer, is listen. Now, this is one thing that is so important but is overlooked oftentimes, because when you say amen at the end of your prayer, you move on with your life, you just go away. But the thing is, it is not a one-sided conversation. It is a conversation where you speak and he actually responds. He gives you an answer. He gives you a word of encouragement. He gives you a word for somebody else. Oftentimes, we are on this our fast-paced, moving, always life, and we just say amen and we're gone. But the thing is, you haven't listened to what the Father has to say to you. So, when you say listen, people come up with, oh, how do I hear God's voice? Blah, blah, blah. Just listen, first of all. Listen. Put in that effort that, oh, you're trying. You know when you're waiting for an important phone call, the phone is right there and you're just waiting there for the phone to ring. That's how you should be. So I tell people, sit down for 10, 15 minutes. Just be quiet and listen. Turn off everything. Pay attention. Put in that time and effort to actually hear, and you will hear something. You will get an impression. You will get a feeling. You will hear a voice. He would actually speak to you. When he speaks to you, write what he's saying down. If it's important, you don't want to forget, you can record it. But make sure that you listen, you get a response. You know, he tells you something. And yeah, so that is it for prayer. The second and the third thing under our umbrella is obedience. Now, I can't stress this enough. I already started by talking about trust, but for me, when I started hearing God's voice, I found it difficult to actually do the things that he was telling me to do. But it's important. It's really important. I can't stress it enough. You really need to obey. And I'm reminded of when, at the wedding, Mary was saying to the, is it the ushers in the, at the wedding? Whatever he says to you, do it. Whatever he says to you, do it. So oftentimes, you know, I found myself saying, oh, I want to hear God's voice. I want to hear God's voice. And when I heard his voice and he gave me direction, he gave me instruction, he gave me an order, he told me to do something, it became a problem. It now became a different issue, you know. It's no more I want to hear God's voice. It's now, okay, I don't even want to do what you're telling me to do, Lord. This is going to be uncomfortable. I don't want to go out of my comfort zone. I don't want to do this. But I had to learn to obey. So talk, listen, then obey. Always, always, always obey. If you start like this, you're well on your way to intimacy. You're well on your way to getting to that point where you can say that you trust him and he can say that he trusts you. And today I just pray that for everybody who is listening to this podcast, that, you know, that longing, that desire in their heart to be closer to God, it will be satisfied in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, so this is part two of talking about prayer and obedience, how to be intimate with God. I just wanted to quickly address something that is very important, and it is your mindset as you go into intimacy. And it's important to note that really what draws you nearer to God is God himself. So it's not even a what, it's a who. He's the one that is creating the environment for you to fellowship with him, for you to be, you know, in a close, intimate relationship with him. And typically, this is grace. It is his grace. So it's important to have that mindset, because sometimes we can get carried away. I mean, there's things that we have to do. Once we are saved, we have to, you know, keep our fire burning. We have to work on ourselves and our lives to grow, you know, as children of God. But it is also important to know that what is actually sustaining you and what actually brought you to the point where you are is his grace, you know. And so you don't get carried away with trying to earn his relationship, you know. So many people have that mindset that if I do more, If I serve more, if I work more, then we would be closer. But really, the only thing that you should work on doing more is to love him more. You can never love him enough, so just keep on loving and loving and loving him. And before you know it, you will be closer than ever. The second mindset I want to talk about is hunger. It is important to be hungry for God. And in this hunger, you would find that you naturally want to, you know, do certain things to increase your knowledge about your Father and increase your experience when you're with your Father. And so you're talking about studying, you're talking about attending fellowship, you know, at a church or at a gathering, you know, we're talking about having conversations like this one, we're talking about, you know, devotions, you know, putting yourself in positions where you would be exposed to more of kingdom stuff and less of world stuff. So these two things, I feel like I just might make a separate podcast about grace, because it's a wide reality, and it's something that I cannot explain entirely, but I just want to talk about it with a couple of people and let's have a peek at this concept exactly. So what do you think is grace, you know? How do we see that in today's world? And I just pray that everybody listening to this podcast would come to the realization and also the appreciation of the grace of God, and come to understand that it's not about how much you do, it's not about how much time you're spending, you know, working. It's not about slaving to get to God, it's about loving to get to Him. Amen.